When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
If you can fit an entire can of corn in your butt without touching skin, you've come to the right podcast. Hey guys, I'm one half of the corn cob in your butt, corn can of corn in your butt podcast. I'm the delicious Nickalicious, guys.
Hey, and I'm Rob Dog. How is everybody doing on this fabulous Monday evening?
Ooh, Mondays, dude. Fucking hate them.
I do too, but today was like, it wasn't too bad.
Magical. Maybe just the best Monday ever, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
Maybe but for you, pal. No, this is the Brohio podcast, guys. We're two dads in a basement somewhere in Ohio, right near the fucking train accident where everyone's dying, where their brains are falling out. Talking about aliens, monsters, demons, conspiracy theories, ghosts, urban legends.
What the fuck's going on with all these aliens? That's what I want
to
know.
I was
going
to talk to you about that. We got to talk about that because
all the lights in the skies.
Unfortunately, some people were their only source of news. So we got to keep the people in the know. Speaking of know, these people couldn't say no to us. Let's say thank you to our new Patreon subscribers.
Damn, dude, that was a good transition. Look at you. That was fucking good.
Been doing this a long time.
Top notch.
Yeah. Skyler. Oh, God, Skyler.
Fucking hated you in Breaking Bad.
Fuck. Yeah, dude. God.
You fucking sucked.
What a nasty bitch. Skyler, we love you. Thanks for being here.
Next, we got Chris Garcia. Thank you very much, Chris.
Hell yeah, Chris. You're the man, buddy.
Yes, sir.
How about Doggy Fresh? Doggy Fresh. Thanks for coming on my tits, Doggy. Thanks for being here.
And next, we got Brad Illidge.
That's a lot of letters that are exactly the same.
I can't tell. It's just four straight lines and a DGE. Thank you, sir.
I will say one thing. Brad is the illest for sure. Thanks for being here, Brad.
Thank you.
And she hopped on the, you know, if you join us on Patreon, we have live Zooms where you can talk to us before and after the show. Kayla hopped on there, then she disappeared. What the fuck ever, though. Kayla, thanks for being here. Thanks for hopping on the Zoom. Sorry you couldn't talk to us.
For 2 seconds.
We are scumbag pieces of poopy doopy.
Poopy doopy.
All right. We're being attacked by something from out of this fucking solar system.
Yeah, man. It's wild right now.
First, we shot down a fucking balloon. All right? Yeah. I've shot down a balloon with my pellet gun before. Then all of a sudden.
I think there's been several of them that's been shot down, right?
There's been one balloon and three, we don't know what the fuck it is, shot down. We're on the third one, which is over Lake Huron, not too insanely far from us.
Yeah.
And they just said, I don't know, it's something shaped like a car without a motor.
fucking Harry Potter, dude. I'm telling you.
So something defying all laws of physics and gravity is up in the sky, and they shoot it down. And the U.S. They have the White House representative or whatever. They were doing their little press briefing today. And they said, what do you have to tell the Americans that are afraid of an alien invasion? And this guy, he didn't say it wasn't a UFO. Yeah. He just said, I don't think Americans have to worry about aliens or extraterrestrials. liar! That's
what they want you to think. He said,
I don't think they have to worry about them. Yeah. I'm worried about it now because, and then a lot of, so ever since we shot down the weather balloon, the scientists and the people that track these things say they've fine-tuned their system to kind of allow a little bit more noise into these radars and whatnot. So with all the fine-tuning, they're starting to pick up things that traditionally they kind of had tuned out, and now all these fucking things flying over America, North America, they're just, yeah, I gotta shoot them down.
About was that? Did I send that TikTok to you, or did you send it to me? The one the guy set off the one balloon.
Yeah. It's a fucking dick attached to the balloon.
He said, "Not a spy balloon. Not a huge dildo tied to the end of it."
Yeah, man, it's crazy because he didn't say, "All right, it's not a UFO. Mm-hmm. It's we know what it is." He just said, "I don't think Americans have to worry about extraterrestrials." Well, no, we fucking don't, because they're sending manless ships here that can just fly around without their asses in it. But, you know, if they're not teleporting here or doing whatever they do, it would literally take them fucking forever to get here. And if they're just now arriving, that means technically they left their village or wherever they came from light years ago. I mean, just forever ago.
Yeah.
Unless they can teleport. Then they're here and they're on us, like the dudes in Signs. Mm-hmm. Those aliens were on us.
Did you see the whole thing with like the string of lights?
I did. That was Starlink though. That was that's a satellite.
Gotcha.
I think that might be an Elon Musk deal. Mm. But yeah, that was something different. These fucking
I'll say that was pretty cool.
These spaceships they're shooting down are. Ooh.
I love it, man. Keep them coming.
Keep shooting them down. They say that realistically, they're probably getting moved to the, I think it's the NASIC, North American, and I don't know. It's a reverse engineering research center here in Dayton, Ohio, right? Patterson Air Force Base, mm-hmm. home of the Ohio first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Home of senior scientist Ray Shemansky, who spilled the beans and a lot of stuff there. You can find him in one of our prior episodes. Yeah, man. They probably got the wreckage there and they're researching it, seeing what kind of fucking aliens are inside of it.
Cool times, man.
But we've got more important stuff to talk about here on the podcast. You guys know every single week I entertain you with a news article of the weird or the wild or the wacky, the zany, the off the wall, offbeat. This comes from local12.com. It says there's a proven link between small penis size and sports cars, scientists claim. This is how you know it's real, because it's come from some scientists.
What's it say if you drive a car that barely runs? Because that's what I got. Still, small penis.
Let's find out. This may not be what we think it is, Rob, because I didn't read the article. Hmm. I never do. I just go off the headline. There's an established link between... Okay, it is going to go that way. There is an established link between wanting to own a sports car and having a small penis, according to British scientists. In a recent study titled Small Penises and Fast Cars, Evidence for Psychological Link, a team from the Department of Experimental Psychology at the University College London says they surveyed 200 men ages 18 to 74. The study aimed to investigate if there's any truth to the cliche that a man driving an expensive sports car is compensating for his male inadequacy. According to the team, apparently there was. There was a link. I fucking can't read today. We made male participants believe that they had a relatively small or large penis by giving them false information about the average size of other men. They then rated sports cars as more desirable if they felt they had a small penis. Big dick, little dick, big dick, little dick. other trials in the experiment manipulated self-esteem in different ways and measured ratings for other luxury products, but found no connections, the study added. As men aged past 29, the effect of small penis size and desire for sports car grew larger. Sorry, grew stronger. Oh, yeah. Some of the study participants were told the average penis size was 7 inches. Holy
good
fuck!
Lord!
And others are told it was 4 inches. There
yeah,
we
let's
go.
Let's go with that.
The average penis size is actually closer to 5.5 inches, according okay. to the National Library of Medicine.
I'm not mad at that either.
You know, and I was fucking... Well, hold on a second. Participants who were told the average penis size was 7 inches and therefore misled were then more likely to say they desired a sports car. We found that males over 30 in particular rated sports cars as more desirable when they were made to feel that they had a small penis.
Damn, dude.
Eeny, weeny, teeny, weeny. The study apparently attempted to manipulate participants' self-esteem in other ways, such as misleading the men with false stats about personal finance and body health, but only those misled about dick size showed any sort of change. Every other factor presented by the study did not increase participants' desire to own a sports car. While the scientists say they believe their findings will help enhance humor surrounding the already perceived connection between small penises and sports cars, little dick. You hear that third gear right there when it hit?
Did I like that switch?
Yeah, that little dick.
Tranny slipping.
Hell yeah, it is, dog. Fuck, dude. They say they also believe that the luxury automotive industry may be unwilling to acknowledge this link. Perhaps there's just something specific linking cars and penises in the male psyche, the study concluded. The hypothesis is supported by the data in the paper and would explain the existence of the phallic car trope in everyday jokes, advertisements, in academic discourse.
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I was reading through this and I was getting a little upset, but it's true, man. I got a fucking tiny dick and I got a Porsche.
Right.
I'm just kidding, dude. I don't have a Porsche.
I have a porch.
I have a porch and a tiny dick.
Does that count?
I take my tiny dick on my porch every day. What the fuck are we doing, man?
I don't know.
We've already lost control.
Oh, shit. Shouldn't have blew that tranny, man.
Pop, 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 pop. It is my intention to make you exceptionally uncomfortable at the end of the episode.
Me? Personally?
Yes.
Yeah. Damn, what'd I do?
It's either going to make you uncomfortable or it's going to really turn you on.
Okay.
I started to read it, and it got me really aroused. So
okay.
I'm just going to wait until the end of the episode. So you guys want to hear the beautiful art that was bestowed upon us, hang around to the end of the episode.
Sweet.
Listen to Rob Dog get all fucking hot under the collar.
Hot and bothered. All right.
Speaking of hot and bothered, let's take a quick second for a few of our sponsors.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Yeah, those were the good ones. Those are the best ones. Hopefully those were all fucking dumb ads that made no sense about anything. Shit if I know.
We don't know.
The Excuse great me. Pyramid of Giza. Giza.
Hell yeah.
It's Giza, right?
It is Giza.
Geezered. That's my dad. Listen to this. You know, I told you my parents don't listen to this shit.
Yeah.
During the off season.
Unless they're traveling. Yeah.
They listened last week.
Oh, shit.
He wanted to know about the fate of the couch. You want to hear me talk about the couch.
Yeah.
He said he had it on. He was laughing and shit. But then my mom called me last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't go into detail. She had a nightmare about me.
Okay.
I asked her, I said, do you have a nightmare that I died? She said, no, I had a nightmare that you're hooked on drugs. And I said, wow, mom. All this shit. God love her. I was happy to talk to her that morning and tell her that I was okay, not on drugs.
Not an dead, addict. Yeah.
Not fucking dead. And, you know, we got talking. You know, it's always nice to start the morning by talking to mom.
Yeah.
And then right at the end of the episode, she said, I heard your dad listen to the podcast. I don't like it when you're talking about pussy on there.
Oops.
She said, I don't like you talking about pussy on that show. Mom, I'm a pussy expert. Fucking.
I'm a poon hound, Mom.
I watched my cat throw up in the litter box yesterday. She ate too fast.
Hell yeah.
My wife says she's sick. I said, no, she ate too fast. I'm a pussy expert. What do you want me to do? It's who I am.
I've been there before,
what
man.
I do. Pussy expert. She said, I don't like you talking about pussy. She had normally cuss, so that's why it was so funny.
That's awesome. I can't imagine her saying that.
Yeah, if I call her, she'll probably say it right now. She'll be mad.
She won't, yeah.
She'll call me a pussy. She'll call me one for calling her. The Great Pyramid of Giza. It's the biggest Egyptian pyramid. Indeed, I thought there was, they say the Great Pyramids. How many do you think there are?
And a couple.
There's like 120 of them motherfuckers.
That's too much.
A lot of them are gone, but yeah.
Yeah, that's overachieving right
there. That's a lot of pyramids, man. And not only, and people don't realize the great pyramid, the big one,
mm-hmm.
in Egypt, is also the tomb of 4th dynasty pharaoh Khufu. I think we went to middle school with him. That was Sifu. Oh,
yeah. Fuck yeah, it was.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, it was allegedly built, the pyramid there. It was allegedly built in early 26th century BC.
So I'll say, damn, it's in the future. Fuck.
I want to say that would have been like 4,000 plus years ago. Motherfuckers are old as shit, dog.
Yeah.
Still standing, loud and proud. Man, you know, people were stupid back then, too. Why the fuck would you build something like that? You wake up, they're like, we're building a pyramid today. And that was trying to dig through all the research and go all the different places of the internet. I instantly became exceptionally overwhelmed by this topic.
Mm-hmm.
There is an infinite amount of research, hypothesis, conspiracy theories, what have you, all of it. Everyone has an opinion about the fucking pyramids. And I had no idea that there were so many varying ideas on how they built that bitch.
Mm, yeah.
How do you think they built it?
Probably got trolls or something to help them.
Trolls, yeah. That was what I thought that you would say.
Yeah, those were around back then, right?
Yeah, dude. For sure.
Yeah.
Amongst other crazy stuff.
I've seen plenty of people around these parts that I swear have troll blood in them.
I saw a troll today.
Yeah.
Wasn't pretty, man. You know? And speaking of trolls, dude, I'm on that Hogwarts Legacy game.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, you got to get on it, dude.
I know, man. I got to.
It is vital. It is so good. The whole family's playing it.
Yeah, nice.
They won't play anything besides goddamn Fortnite like a bunch of fucking dweebies.
Yeah.
They're all playing Hogwarts Legacy now. Super fun game. I had no idea I was a real life wizard. But if you were on the fence about getting that game, it's a tremendous game. And even it's a good time eater, a lot of fun. So I highly recommend it.
I think once I get it and start playing it,
it's a wrap, dude.
If I don't get put in the Slytherin house, I'm punching right through the fucking screen.
You can actually pick your house.
Okay, good.
They'll be like, Gryffindor! Is that okay with you? And you're like, no, motherfucker. Like, Ravenclaw! Is that okay with you? No, that's not okay.
They give you the option. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Slytherin or bust, doggy?
Slytherin. I'm in the Chamber of Secrets right now.
Hell yeah.
Got the audiobook. 8 hours long.
Yeah, man. They just get longer.
Yeah, I'm 4 hours into it.
So. You'll wait till you get to Prisoner of Azkaban.
I remember reading that one. That's a good one.
So fucking good.
That's a good one.
So fucking good.
Yeah, now the pyramids, the Great Pyramid of Giza is 481 feet tall. About 30 feet or so that's been wiped off from just like wind and shit over the years, you know? I didn't realize kind of what the pyramid consisted of until I went through this research. What you see of it is the base structure, as most of the limestone's been blown away. So when you look at the pyramid now, you see a bunch of cubes on top of one another. Back when it was first built, it was those cubes were, that was just the base of it. It was covered in this highly polished limestone.
Okay.
So if you were looking at it from a distance, it would have been the same as like seeing a building made of mirrors in the distance. That's how shiny this thing would have been with the polished limestone. But over the years, you know, over 4,000 or 5,000 years, all the limestone's been blown away from it. And now what you see is the base structure of the pyramid. That's not what it looked like when it was built, and we'll get into that. But it was highly polished, like white limestone. It would have been gorgeous. It would have been fucking amazing to see in person at the time. Me and Rob are working on time travel. If you are someone that has perfected time travel, send us an email, brahiapodcast@gmail.com.
Please let us know.
We'd love to know how to time travel, because
even if it is just into the past.
We tried to time travel and all we did was piss off a poltergeist.
Yeah. It worked out fucking great.
The Great Pyramid was, and this is taken from Wikipedia, so take it with a grain of sand, since you know we're in Egypt right now. Great Pyramid was built by...
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. It was built by quarrying an estimated 2.3 million large blocks, weighing 6 million tons in total.
Okay.
Do the fucking math on that. That's like 80 bajillion pounds or something like... 6 tons...
6 million
tons?
At 2,000 pounds a piece. So 2,000 pounds is a ton.
Oh, the calculator can't even do it. 6 million tons to pounds. Oh, it's plus 10.
Fuck yeah.
It's broken. I can't even tell you how many pounds that is. That's a big, thick bitch. The majority of stones are not uniform in size or shape and are only roughly dressed. The outside layers are...
Slutty stones.
Yes, nasty asses. They are bound together by mortar. Primarily, local limestone from the Giza Plateau was used. Other blocks were imported by boat down the Nile, white limestone from Tura, the casing, and granite blocks from Aswan, it's right next to Narnia, weighing up to 80 tons for the king's chamber structure. Each block, so on average, weighs about 2.5 tons.
Damn.
5,500 pounds. That's about the same weight as like a good F-250, buddy. That's a thick ass. So each one of those blocks weighed as much as a fucking heavy duty truck. I don't know what F-250 is in Chevrolet and GMC talk, but whatever it is, you know, I know my trucks, bud. I got nuts on my trailer, hitch, my shin breaker back there. I got a big old set of rubber nuts on it, bud. I got me one of them fucking blue line flags covered I got the national letter of independence written across the back of my truck.
Got my fucking don't tread on me mud flaps.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of my wife for putting her nasty fucking puss in my truck.
They always got the fucking pipe, the pipe exhaust that comes up from the truck beds too. Yeah. Fucking roll coal.
I love that meme where it says something about turn on your heated seats. And then it's Bobby Hill and he's got a fucking shirt over his nose. If you turn on your fucking heated seats and your wife stinks up the car, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do a prank call where we're going to call her and tell her. You know those like early morning FM radio shows where prank call people? Mm-hmm. I think we could do really, really well with that.
I think we could.
There was that one time that somehow you had a white supremacist phone number that had been texting you over and over about a bicycle that he thought that you had stolen.
That was fun.
And we called him.
You had a heartfelt conversation with him.
He tried to kill me at first.
Dude, he was so pissed.
Kept on calling me the N-word. Yeah. He can always call me nasty names. But turns out he was incarcerated at the same prison that I worked at. So,
wasn't he in the Aryan Brotherhood or something?
Yeah, he was.
I thought so. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he said they were all fucking, they're all snitches telling on each other and stuff for stuff, which is really disheartening to hear. Just kidding. Eat each other alive, you nasty fuckers. Yeah, I watched and read so many things about how they built the pyramids and why. I guess some of it is plausible. Just all of it sounds unrealistic, in my opinion. Where's that number at? 2.3 million large blocks. I'm not going downstairs to change the laundry more than twice in a day.
Man.
Definitely not doing 2.3 million large blocks.
Slave labor, dog.
It is, and that's what a lot of people claim. They claim that the Greeks thought that they were built with slave labor, but now archaeologists are more of the opinion that they, or at least the Great Pyramid of Giza, were built by tens of thousands of skilled workers who worked for a salary as a form of tax payment.
Is this like slavery deniers? Like Holocaust deniers? Yeah. Like,
it's very possible, man.
It's like, there's no way.
Well, I think that the fact that they're still digging their asses up for taxes way back in 2500 BC
is kind of
messed up. If you don't have any money, we've got something you can do. I'm sure there's something around here you can do. It may have been that weeks or months of labor on the pyramids was a form of tax. The Inca used a similar system. Now we're going to kind of get into some of the theories on how they got the goddamn blocks up in the air.
All right.
I don't buy any of this shit, dude. That's too heavy. That's too big.
I just saw one. Actually, just saw one the other day. I wish I could remember what it was, but it was something that I'd never seen before. And I really didn't understand it.
I don't understand it either. But then again, in the fourth grade, when they were talking about fucking fulcrums and pulleys and pivots and shit, I wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. There was this little Debbie named Paige Burleson. She's dead now.
Little Debbie.
God rest her soul. You know, she had my heart back then. And
we had a foreign exchange student named Fulcrum, didn't we?
Fulcrum.
Right?
I don't remember that one, dude. That sounds like a stupid name for a German, though. Right? For sure. All right. The causeway/ramp theories. Okay, so some theories suggest that causeways were used to haul the stone blocks on wooden sleds up the side of the pyramids. I am not buying this. According to this idea, the ramps would have been lubricated.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, they were. Fuck. Dude, I can't use lube with my wife because it makes it so slippery. I'm done in.
I love it, dude.
Six or seven seconds. It's just done. It's just like, I don't know. It intensifies everything a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous. You know, we're not.
I like to overuse it. So I like rub it on my balls and stuff. Try to get a leg in.
My mom would always buy baby oil for.
Yeah.
She always keep baby oil around, and I always steal it and jack off with it. And I remember one day she's like, where'd all the baby oil go?
It's on my dick.
I don't know. You always see your weird spots in my underwear? Because baby oil will stain your shit, dude.
That's probably why you got a baby dick. Use too much of it.
Too much baby oil on my dick. Formidable time of my life, fam.
Oh, God. That was a good one. That's made myself cry when I said
too much. They put a fucking warning on that thing or something, dude.
Like cigarette packs. Like, may revert the form of your penis.
I'll tell you what made me stop using it is one night I just, you know, I was crawling to turn the lights off and crawling to bed. But one night I pulled my comforter back and, dude, there's just oil spots all over my sheets. All these WCW gray sheets.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, I said, oh, God, I got to stop using that stuff. And just like that, I was stuck with a baby dick.
I feel you, man. I don't know what my excuse was. I was just born that way.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Fucking.
I remember we had this friend.
He's a jack off with cricket oil. It's smaller than a baby dick.
This mutual friend. Well, back then, you know, you already know what I'm talking about. He would always sneak into his parents' room whenever they weren't there, and they always had a drawer full of porn and sex toys and lubes and stuff, and he would go there. I just thought it was so weird because he would just always steal his mom and dad's lube and jack off with it and put it back. Like, bro, you're jacking off with your dad's lubricant. Oh, man.
I've told this story before. It's stupid, but the time my mom, like, I was moving out and she found lube in my bed next to my head. Like, I had samples of lube.
Yeah.
And I had them, they're just laying next to my bed, like empty beer bottles. And she was talking to me and she's like, what is this? And she picked it up and I said, it's oil for my guitar strings. It's what? Fucking lube for jacking off.
Maybe it's KY.
Oh, is that for your Kentucky guitar? Yeah, dude. Let's get back on this for a second. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
According to the Causeway Ramp idea, yeah, they would have been fucking lubricated. And as few as 10 men would have been needed to drag the stones up the ramp. Ah, that's some... Fuck.
10 greased up men in the hot sun.
I would have been falling down and coming. I wouldn't have been able to do anything.
Wouldn't know if you were coming or going.
Yeah, dude. I wouldn't have been able to do shit. All those Egyptian pharaohs all fucking lubed up.
Fuck.
Jeez. Once the stone block had reached its intended weight, wooden rockers may have been used to maneuver it into position.
Hell yeah, brother.
Now, there's the wooden crane theory. Another theory is that as the pyramids were built with levels... Sorry, I'm going to vomit on myself. The blocks would have been lifted from one level to the next. A wooden crane with a counterweight. This is so fucking dumb. I think they're just... Maybe they were way smarter than we give them credit, man.
Could be.
A wooden crane with a counterweight would have been used to hoist them up. The wood, in terms of... I guess debunking this, the Egyptians may not have had strong enough wood.
Heyo.
Yeah. A problem with this is idea is that it thought that the Egyptians didn't have available trees strong enough to lift up blocks this heavy. These blocks are heavy, with their average weight being around 2.5 tons. It's hard to see how the weight wouldn't have broken the crane.
That's my thought.
And like I said, I don't buy any of that. And I'm going to kind of take you how I feel about this. Okay. So why were the pyramids built? We honestly don't know why they were built.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea.
We have our ideas, which is...
I think it has something to do... Money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
So in thousands of years, when people reflect back on what we're doing right now, and they would say, why do they have all these mountains hollowed out for, because we're coal mining, you know, mm-hmm. And they'll say, why do they do this? We don't know. Is it like a shrine to some god? And they won't know. But obviously the history books would be a little bit different for them reflecting back upon us.
Right.
So I think the pyramids, in my opinion, would have been a monetary thing. There's a reason why they built these pyramids, whether they were like a, not a hotel or something, but a place of worship, or possibly it actually did hold something. I know a theory we'll talk about. Ben Carson, the former presidential candidate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He alleges that they stored wheat in those motherfuckers.
Wheat?
Wheat, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Not weed.
Yeah, well, I've been all about it then.
Yeah, fire it up. Let it burn.
I always thought they were just like some fucking monument to some dead fuck.
Well, it was a tomb for that pharaoh.
Yeah, I thought all of them were. I don't know.
Kafuki or whatever. I don't remember his name.
Rafiki.
There is a dead guy in there, I think. It's a tomb. But I think the reason they were built was it had something to do with, them making money in some way.
Okay.
Or it was like, it was used for, maybe they were mining something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading how at the time, not too far away in the Middle East, there's belief that they had the, I don't know, the chemicals that go inside of batteries, that they were perhaps using batteries and all the hieroglyphics inside of the pyramid and whatnot.
Yeah.
A lot of it portrays that they had working light bulbs at the time.
Huh.
Which is fucking wild to me, dude.
That is really, really crazy.
Maybe not true. Maybe we're just not interpreting the hieroglyphics before. Because if you've ever seen hieroglyphics before, they're not easily fucking interpreted. They're just kind of wild, man. But pictures inside this pyramid of what look like helicopters, jets, UFOs.
Yeah, UFOs, yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
I'm super obsessed with the idea, like, and maybe just because I've watched too many movies, like, of it being like completely booby trapped, and there's like one room that has a bunch of treasure in it, but if you step on this wrong block, you're gonna get a fucking poison dart to the neck.
I think that's exactly. There's so much. I think there's unexplored areas of the pyramids. Yes,
I think that's so fucking cool.
And there's definitely something in there. They say there's maybe a 26 mile long underground city underneath of it.
Oh, I love it. That's
an ancient ruined city.
That's so fucking cool.
It is pretty cool, man.
I want to piss in there.
If you live there, send us an email, brahiopodcast@gmail.com. Let's talk about the alien hypotheses.
Let's do it.
The pyramids were built facing the exact magnetic north without a compass, which was no way possible 5,000 years back. It was certainly not possible for the ancient men to be so precisely accurate regarding building the pyramid in such a way. They say, like, in terms of the way the pyramid faces, it's less than 3/4 of an inch off of magnetic north.
Oh, shit.
That even compasses we have today can't even come close to being precisely that accurate, which is wild. The three pyramids of the Giza pyramid complex are aligned exactly with the position of three stars of the belt of Orion. So right above each pyramid, the three of them, is one star from Orion's belt. So you got three stars in Orion's belt. They all align perfectly over one of the pyramids.
It kind of like makes you think, like, if they were able to do, you know, to hit that precise degree facing north, it's like, of course they're able to figure out how to move these fucking blocks if they were able to do that, you know what I mean?
And I don't know if it was their intentions or not, but god damn it, they did it, and now we got to read about it and try and decipher all of it. Let's see, as the science of astronomy would not have been that developed thousands of years back, it has to be the work of aliens.
Hell yeah.
Who would have the knowledge of the astronomical positioning of the stars. The perimeter of the Great Pyramid, when divided by 2 times the height of the monument, gives a number which exactly equals to pi and is matching till the 15th decimal.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I can't take or leave that one.
Did pie exist then, or was it just cake?
Yeah, dude, they, raspberry pie, I'm sure, they figs, they had all kinds of
they had all the figs.
Like that, man. They could make any kind of, honey was the big one back then. You were on it if you had some honey and milk. That's all the rich boys were sucking on.
That makes sense.
There are hieroglyphics present in the wall carvings in the temple of Seti I at Abydos that resembles the helicopter exactly. And I said something about that briefly. Yeah. There are carvings of other modern-day vehicles on the same wall carving as well. The hieroglyphic carving includes a submarine and a spaceship. These vehicles were invented thousands... Well, a spaceship's never been invented, but...
that we know of.
These vehicles were invented thousands of years. You shot down three of them bitches this week. That shit didn't come along until thousands of years after the pyramids were built. The height of the Great Pyramid is 481 feet. This height is absolutely 1/1,000,000th of the distance between the Earth and the Sun.
Huh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Elon Musk tweeted, the pyramids were built by aliens. And Egypt lost their fucking mind. They invited him over. They said, Elon, it's not true. Come over here to Egypt. We'll show you. We have all the proof to show you that the pyramids were not built by aliens. They think they 1,000,000% believe that the pyramids were manufactured by their people, which I guess is a safe bet.
Yeah.
The speed of light, this is fucking crazy, Rob, is 299,792,458 meters per second, and the geographic coordinates for the Great Pyramid are 29.9792458 due north. Those are the exact same numbers. Exactly the same. An article about the Great Pyramid of Giza appeared in the March 2000 edition of the Egyptian magazine, and they were talking to Rose L. Youssef. According to the article in 1988, ancient Egyptian expert Luis Caparat, I know it's not pronounced like that, it's probably Capare, discovered an alien mummy in 1988 in a secret chamber of the Great Pyramid and, quote, found in a transparent crystal coffin, the alien appears hibernating. It is believed to be humanoid, which is a blend between the space race and human DNA. The papyrus found near the alien's body tells us of the encounter of this creature with the pharaoh, Khufu, who was the one that was interned there at the Great Pyramid of Giza. Apparently, it is said that this convinced Pharaoh to build the Great Pyramid as a tomb for this creature after he announced the arrival of other creatures of his species in the future. I think you guys know my favorite thing besides being a podcaster, of course, is being a dad. But sometimes it kind of gets lost in the mix. What happens whenever you're gone? What kind of burden are you passing on to your family? You want to make sure that your kids are taken care of. I know that's something that's very important to me, and I know it's kind of crazy to think about it, but life insurance is an incredible gift to leave behind. And this is a very important part about getting your financial future organized. If you don't have life insurance yet, then that should be at the top of your list, to say the least. Fabric by Gerber Life is the easy one-stop shop you need with the life insurance and other family finance solutions all in one place. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply. It's easy. It's simple. You see your quote and then personalize your quote to fit your family's needs. You can be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. So let's protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/brohio. That's meetfabric.com/brohio. M-E-E-T fabric.com/brohio. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Be smart, don't start, kick the habit, put it out before it puts you out. All phrases we've heard 100 times, yet we still continue to have bad habits. I've talked about it before. I'm so happy to tell you guys about this sponsor. I've just chomping on my nails, biting the skin around my nails. It is a bad habit. It's unsightly. It makes your fingers uncomfortable. Just one of the many bad habits that I have that I want to kick to the wayside. Our sponsor, Fume, is on a mission to accelerate humanity's breakup from the bad habits that consume far too many of us. Fume is a natural diffusive device that uses plants and behavioral science to help you trade out your negative habit for a positive one. And Fume is not a vape. It's a non-electronic device designed to transform your negative habits. Instead of pods filled with potentially harmful chemicals like a vape, Fume uses cores infused with plants like peppermint and cinnamon for delicious, natural flavors. And Fume's new version 2 model is snappy and tactile with an adjustable airflow and a magnetic end cap. Your fingers will always have something, always do. They sent us, Fume was kind enough to let us try their product, and in your hand, it feels like you're getting something far more expensive than what you paid for. It's sturdy, it looks sleek, it looks nice, but the taste is perfect. It's subtle, it's not too much, it's not too little, it's perfect. And all those times when I would traditionally be fidgeting with my fingers, picking my fingernails, picking at my skin, I kind of directed that energy towards my Fume, and it got my mind off of this bad habit. That's exactly what chewing my fingers is and was, is a bad habit. Got long, beautiful, luscious fingernails now. The easiest way to stop a bad habit is to switch to a positive one, and Fume is designed perfectly to do just that. It's Fume's goal to make switching easy and even enjoyable. They have thousands of five-star reviews from people just like you who've successfully switched when other solutions just didn't work. Head to TryFume and use promo code BROHIO to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. The Journey Pack comes with 3 unique flavors and the new version 2 Fume to help kickstart your positive habits. That's TryFume.com and use Ohio at checkout to save an additional 10% off your order.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today. Yeah, man. That's
good old alien house.
Just a fucking, you can find pictures of it. There's a
really
big old big headed alien.
Fuck yeah.
Alien. Let's see here. Inside. Oh my God, I can't type tonight. Inside my pussy. Here, no, dude, on there.
Pyramids are so cool.
They are, man.
I fuck with them.
Mummy alien pyramid. I want to build one. We should just build one here and
let's work on it.
Get a bunch of, yeah, there it is.
Oh, hell yeah.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Oh, that's so fucking cool. That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, it looks like an alien for sure.
It looks delicious.
This is another theory that actually what you're seeing, the pyramid, is Noah's Ark. This is okay. Moving on from the alien theory. This is a different belief altogether, is that it is, in fact, Noah's Ark. In the Bible, Noah's Ark is the vessel used in Genesis flood story through which God spares Noah, his family, and a selection of all the world's animals from a world-ending disaster. Until modern times, most Christians assume the story referred to an actual worldwide event that happened in the relatively recent past, but modern science has suggested there has never been a global flood of this kind. Instead, historian Matthew Simpson has put forward a theory that the story actually retold a great flood in the Middle East where Egypt's high rankers used the Great Pyramid of Giza to shield from disaster. And in the dead scrolls that they found, I think they found the dead scrolls back in the 1940s, 1950s. Mm-hmm. There's a word in the scrolls that translate and says that the arcs, the ribs in the ark formed a pyramid. And that's what this Matt Simpson guy, that's kind of his belief, is that, you know, there was never an ark built, which I don't know how much I fucking believe that story.
Yeah.
There's no way you're sneaking the giraffes past the lions.
Right.
There's no way you're getting a peacock past a Komodo dragon. It's just not happening, dude. You know, there's like a, in Kentucky, of all places, They have an arc there right now, and you can go see it. There's
that's the closest thing to the real thing that's ever existed.
Honestly, dude, I think it is the real one.
It might be.
I think it's just been refurbished. Got it looking real nice. But yeah, this guy says that pyramids are actually, that's what was used for Noah's Ark, and that some of these words loosely translate to insinuate the Ark was actually a pyramid.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like it at all.
That's fucking stupid.
Stupid.
What a fucking idiot wrote that.
And this is pretty wild. I think the Pangaea, when all the land mass was connected, that would have been millions of years ago. Maybe even billions of years ago. Maybe even trillions of years. I don't know, man. But nonetheless, at one point in the history of the world, all of the land was one piece.
Yeah.
And then it's broke apart because of, I guess, plate tectonics and shifting and earthquakes, you know, that rigmarole.
Mm-hmm.
We're not fucking meteorologists here. So if you're looking to get the forecast on an earthquake, you have to call somebody else. But over time, everything's spread apart. But if you go put everything back together like it was supposed to be, and you draw a dot in the most perfect dead center, dead nuts point of that landmass, that would be the Great Pyramid of Giza. Dead nuts,
really?
Square, right in the middle.
Huh.
And a lot of this, okay, if we've said it once, we've said it a million times. Where there's smoke, there's fire, my friend.
Yeah.
There's too many coincidences. Too many coinkydinkies.
I was going to say coinkydink.
With this pyramid for us to be like, oh, yeah, dude. They fucking built it, man. Just put it up. It's like a fucking pop-up tent or something like that. There's too many coinkydinkies for us to be like, yeah, man, there it is. They lubed up the ramp and 10 of them pushed it up. I'm just not buying it. So then we start to get into one of the theories that, oh, hey, man, this one makes a little more sense to me. Electricity. And this is pretty wild to think that maybe they were maybe manipulating some watts and voltage back then, you know, doing some wild shit.
Hell yeah.
The enhanced energy field created by the pyramids has become a popular field of study in recent decades. Dr. Patrick Flanagan, an electronics genius with hundreds of patented inventions, published a book on pyramid power in 1973. He believes the five angles of the pyramid project a beam of radiation towards the center, the fire in the middle. Flanagan calls this amplified life-giving force biocosmic energy. Though science has not yet understood the specifics of this energy. Karel Drbal, a Czechoslovakian engineer and pyramidologist.
That sounds so made up. I'm a pyramidologist.
What are you? I'm a dog catcher. What are you? I'm a pyramidologist. I'm a game showologist.
Right. Just add ologist to the end of anything.
This, whoever it is, this engineer described the pyramid as a, quote, a kind of cosmic antenna tuning into sources of energy of vaster intensity and then focusing it into a center. Each stone, if we're talking about this practice here, is tuned to a specific frequency. They're tuned in the Earth's magnetic frequency, but the frequency that it projects, that it creates, it is kind of like harbors good energy, like meditation, peace. So maybe in an effort to keep the people peaceful, they would have aligned these pyramids to where they project these magnetic frequencies and listen. When you and I are dumb when it comes to this shit.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Scientists. Now, those guys are smart sometimes.
Yeah.
But they still, two things they don't have figured out, brains and magnets, bro. And if you can manipulate, I work, by trade, I'm an electromechanical technician. I see the shit that fucking magnets can do, and it's wild, dude. And they don't even know how they're just like, yeah, it's just a magnet. It just
It just does its magnet thing.
It just does it. Yeah. Think about it for a second. You can take a magnet in this hand and a magnet in this hand and try and push them together, and it'll fucking push your hands apart.
Dude, I love that. That's my favorite thing to do ever.
Oh, it is awesome.
Yeah.
But that's the closest thing to having magic in your hands that you're ever going to have, dude. It defies the law of physics to do that. And you can take a magnet and throw it at your refrigerator and it sticks.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. That's not even very cool, but
I found a magnet stuck in the inside of my couch yesterday. Don't fucking explain that, science. How did that happen? How did that get there?
We have this giant big bitch magnet at my work, and it can grab shit through a wall. Just like was it Breaking Bad where they had they turned that magnet on and sucked everything out of the property room.
I use a magnet to fish lines at work.
Yeah, dude, they're incredible.
Yeah,
I want one.
Pretty dope.
Can you buy magnets on Amazon?
I got a pretty fucking strong one in my truck, dog.
I got a plate in my fucking. It's a dinner plate, but I got one in there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Did you have dinner?
No.
Oh man,
I had Skyline at like 1:30.
Bummer. What'd you get?
3 conies.
Oh yeah,
fully loaded, doggy.
So you know what I've been getting when I go there? I get 2 cheese conies and order cheese fries.
Yeah, I used to fuck with the fries, but I'm like, you know what? I'll just get an extra coney.
You like sweet tea?
I do. I love sweet tea.
You ever have theirs before?
I don't think I have.
Oh my god! Yeah, the only thing better than their chili dogs is their sweet tea.
Really?
Yeah.
I fuck with McDonald's sweet tea.
That's good stuff.
That shit's good.
Skyline's is better.
Huh? Really? A little
chunk of lemon in there with it. God.
McAllister's peach tea is.
Yeah, McAllister's tea. Period.
Good god. That fucks.
Many scholars now theorize that the pyramids in Egypt were actually built to create wireless electricity that was created by aquifers, some mechanism based on water flowing underground. In this process, negative ions were transferred to the ionosphere, generating electrical current. It is believed that Egyptians used wireless electricity for communication purposes. Oh my god. This theory got its ground when fine gold plating was found on some ancient Egyptian artifacts that requires electricity. On the other hand, many intellectuals have pioneered the possibility that ancient Egyptians also, quote, used electricity to build these iconic structures. For example, they speak of the 2,250-year-old Baghdad Battery, which is a set of 3 artifacts found together, a ceramic pot, a tube of copper, and a rod of iron. Although it was discovered in Kajut Rabu, Iraq, many believe it was originally designed in Egypt. It was hypothesized by some researchers that the object functioned as a galvanic cell, possibly used for electroplating or some kind of electrotherapy. Fucking, so they had a battery 2,000 years ago. They had the science for a battery. And I don't do drugs. I need to start. I'm thinking about this right now as I'm talking about it. Everything we have right now, the plastic buttons on this mixer in front of me, the hat on my head, the soles of our shoes, that stuff just wasn't given to us within the past 200 years. This mixer, I couldn't have bought this 10 years ago, but we have it now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like some fucking spaceship from Wakahuka, wherever, came down from the sky and said, all right, we got all the stuff for you guys to start making these mixers.
Sure.
We got stuff for your Nike shoes. That stuff has always been here on Earth. All of the stuff used. The science has always been there. While we've developed machines and processes over the years to kind of jumpstart this stuff. But when we trace back humankind, there has to be a certain point where we're just like, okay, we can go back this far, but beyond that, we don't know what the fuck happened. The carbon dating and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't there. We don't know. What if they, had a type of science where they, we're trying to shift right now to a biodegradable everything. What if they had finally come to the realization that they could make everything biodegradable and that they had fucking flying cars and they had forms of entertainment, you know, televisions, whatever. Mm-hmm. But everything that they made was biodegradable and that stuff would be gone.
It's true.
When we look at it now, all these years later, it's not like we would be able to find shit like that. That's the whole reason of making things biodegradable.
Yeah.
But they were smarter than us, obviously. They built the pyramid. I guess that doesn't, in that act alone doesn't make them smarter than us.
It's true.
But they have all those pictures, the hieroglyphics, helicopters, submarines.
You know how fast we could build a pyramid today?
Not very fast. That one, dude, it would take months, maybe even years to build something, even with today's technology.
Bet we still get done faster than them.
Yeah, I mean, but maybe not, though.
Yeah,
what if,
know.
And that was the thing, is what if they, what if they had learned, so we don't know much about brains, and we don't know much about magnets. What if they had perfected the magnet? What if the magnet is remnants of what they were able to achieve? What if that's one of the sole things that has lived this long? Is their development of magnets. And that's what they were mining when they were making the pyramid, or that's what they were, magnets. And they had perfected uses of the magnet. And they could, there would be a way, a magnet big enough, or a way to manipulate a magnet to move something that's 5,000 pounds.
They're just fucking, they just got a big magnet in their hand. They're just floating a big ass limestone block up above their head. That'd be dope, dude. I'd like to see that.
I would like to see it too, but that's not out of the realm of possibility. It's just crazy.
That's magic.
It's crazy. It is magic, man. But you know, you get a junkyard, they got them giant fucking magnetic.
Yeah.
They can pick up cars with those magnets.
You fucking Wingardium Leviosa that bitch.
Yeah, pick it up. Send it.
Later.
That's why all this stuff is so cool to me, man, because we'll never know the answer for sure. There's not going to be someone pop up and be like, yeah, dude, we built the pyramids because our dad hated us and we're all fucking brothers and he wanted us to make this in his honor or something like that. That's just, we're never going to get that closure until the end of this episode. Let me tell you guys exactly how the pyramids are built.
Not always breaking news here.
I'm going to build a pyramid in Rob's pants at the end of this episode.
Sweet.
Now the KGB, they fucking...
Hell yeah.
The KGB even researched what the, like, were the pyramids, were they able to produce electric? And you know when the KGB gets into shit, that's when the stuff starts getting real.
It gets real.
I think I might be having a stroke tonight.
You okay?
Yeah, I feel fine, but I just know.
Don't need to give you ass to mouth?
Yeah, in just a second.
Okay.
You see me go down, you go down too, buddy. Now, they detailed a strange electromagnetic power field surrounding the pyramids, and this is from their report. Quote, during the inspection of the wall segment, we noted an odd sensation. A magnetic repulsive force seemed to be emanating from the rock. We were unable to find any scientific explanation. This created the theory that the pyramids are a massive energy power plant like the Tesla coil, used to gather and transfer electricity through the air.
Hmm.
Now, the curvature designed into the faces of the pyramid exactly matches the radius of the Earth. And we would not have known. This is just another stupid nugget of information.
Mm-hmm.
The curvature designed in the faces of the pyramid exactly matches the radius of the Earth, which would not have been known until modern day technology was available.
Wild, man.
It is wild, man.
Crazy.
And there's Ben Carson. He's been a big proponent of, yeah, that bitch is filled full of wheat, which I think is dumb. I think if they had the technology to build a fucking pyramid, I think they would have built something a little less labor intensive to store their wheat.
Right.
Dumb.
Nowadays, I think we just use silos, but I guess a fucking huge pyramid, you know, pointed perfectly north.
Fucking trap doors and secret rooms and shit.
Man, you imagine going there and trying to make some fucking cereal and take a poison dart to your fucking temple.
Right in the fucking gizzard.
Right in your taint.
Now, if you travel down the road a little bit to the old sphincter, the Sphinx, there's a belief that all of these areas are kind of connected. There's some people that claim there's a 25, 26 mile long underground city buried beneath the pyramids. But there's also belief that there's a giant spaceship hiding underneath of the Sphinx.
Fuck yeah.
Many mystical groups and occult orders over the years have been fascinated with Egyptian magic, the pyramids themselves, and the entire surrounding area. Some have gone to the trouble to channel the spirits in an attempt to learn things about past traditions. Learn about the past traditions of ancient Egypt and have come up with some very strange ideas. According to some theorists, a sort of poem that occultists claim came from the emerald tablets of Thoth the Atlantean, because they think the people of Atlantis built the fucking pyramids too, suggests that there is some kind of strange ship buried underneath the Giza Plateau beneath the Great Sphinx. The poem essentially claims that there is an actual spaceship under a lion-shaped figure out in the desert, and that if the ship is dug up from the ground, its power will allow the user to, quote, conquer with ease.
Hmm.
The occultists are convinced the poem translated from the tablets, which only one person ever saw, proves that an alien or an advanced being of some sort actually left a spaceship buried under the ground. While the idea is incredibly bizarre, it would also be difficult to disprove, as the Egyptian authorities are not about to let anyone excavate the entire ground underneath the Great Sphinx.
Hmm.
There's this wild story, and I was trying to follow up on it. There's this expert pyramidologist, whatever. I don't have his name handy here. But he, they found a secret room, like a 100-foot secret passage room that had been blocked off inside the pyramid.
Okay.
The Egyptian government won't allow travelers to do any type of archaeological investigations. People from out of the country, they don't allow that. But this guy, he found this room, and they allowed him to drill into the room with a camera to see what was inside of it.
Okay.
And the story goes, he drilled into it, put the camera in there, was immediately just blown away. But the guy wouldn't say what was in the room, and Egyptian authorities immediately confiscated the film that was linked to him drilling through that wall and seeing what was in that room. And more recently, they've stumbled upon some of these passages they're finding. These are being discovered for the first time in thousands of years. Like, we don't know that these exist. We're just now finding them.
Mm-hmm.
We've only skimmed the fucking top of the iceberg on the pyramid about, I guess, without me physically being inside of it.
Yeah.
There's so much of it that's unexplored. They're still finding new things.
It's like a human ant colony.
It's crazy. And I thought, in my head, I kind of thought, you know, it's just a giant block of shit, but there's all kinds of passageways and tunnels. There's a column. There's a, like a chute that goes from the Pharaoh's tomb, and it goes all the way through the pyramid, all the way to the top, and opens up at the top. And they say
that's for when they were taking them big spooky dookies down there.
Spook dukes. I think they said that was a way for his soul to travel to, you know, the other realm, the other, wherever he was going. Yeah.
To Valhalla.
I don't know if they knew where they were going. There's also the belief that it was built by giants.
Fuck yeah. Here comes the trolls.
A very underrated card in Clash Royale, the giant.
It is underrated.
I fucking hate the giant, dude.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to deal with.
You want to join us on Clash Royale, we have a clan. It's called Clasher Nasher. Clasher, G-N-A-S-H-E-R. Clasher Nasher.
Good times.
I have 7,600 trophies right now. I mean,
good push.
Yeah, I push it real good. For those who haven't heard of them, what do you call these things? Nephilims?
Nephilim?
I gotta look this up. I saw this word earlier and I said, Nephilim? I know I'm gonna fuck this up. Another giant mongoloids. I'm glad I'm not a giant. That'd be hard on your heart.
Let's see. Nephilim.
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 I don't want to be one of those. Nephilim are a supposed hybrid people mentioned in the Bible that were the children of men and some kind of fallen angels.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, I know. If I were a man, I would want to fuck a fallen angel. Some theorists also believe that the biblical stories are referring to the offspring of space aliens who bred with human beings.
Yeah.
Me and Rob are aliens. We just put on our fucking skin suits to talk to you guys on this stupid podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The stories in the Bible, and the Lord said. Speaking of the Lord, Rob got word right before the podcast that his son won't stop singing Amazing Grace at the house.
Yeah. It's like he didn't learn that from me.
I think you guys are Satanists, so it doesn't make much sense.
I don't know, man.
Gorgeous song, though.
I'm going to go home and discipline him.
Beat the shit out of him, man.
Beat the fuck out of him.
Beat the fucking Jesus right out of him when you get home.
He's the sweet one.
Yeah, I'm going to beat the bejesus out of you. Some theorists also believe that the biblical stories are referring to the offspring of space aliens who bred with human beings. The stories in the Bible and other ancient myths tell of incredible giant people who are hybrids. They look somewhat different from humans. Yeah, I'd say so. They probably had big old fucking foreheads and shit. And were almost unbelievable in proportion. Theorists point to ancient pictures where there are beings that seem to tower over other human-like beings, including one where the supposed Nephilim are equally as tall as a goddamn giraffe.
Hell yeah.
Big motherfucker.
I figured they'd be bigger than that, though.
Big corn-fed bastards.
Eating all that fucking wheat in the pyramids, man. Maybe that's what it was for. Fucking Nephilims love their wheat.
We gotta feed the giants. They also point to alleged giant fingerprints and footprints cast in ancient stones and other such proofs of giant beings that once walked the land. Some of these theorists also even convinced that rather than using some form of clever means to build the pyramids, that they simply employed these giants where they were easily able to lift huge blocks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. 2.5 tons, man.
That's fucking...
Blow your fat fucking giant back out doing that.
That's big, man. That's a lot.
Of course, the big problem with this theory is there is that giants have always existed in and out of history because of rare genetic disorders such as Andre the Giant in modern days, and even the strongest ones known of what they would hardly have been able to easily lift those blocks. Even the giants we know of in history and through archaeology were not that large. Now, buddy, this is who I hope built it. Satan.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's a belief that the goddamn devil himself, that damn devil.
The devil.
You see him at the Grammys dancing?
Yeah, I saw it after the fact.
Clapping them booty cheeks.
Yeah, he's getting it.
God. You know, people get mad about Sam, was it Sam Smith?
Yeah, they get mad about anything. All Hollywood does is talk about the devil.
I got the goddamn devil in me. Well, you jacked off to fucking gay porn last night. We know you did it.
Like they're putting it in everybody's face. It's,
that guy.
They're flaunting it.
If I had a voice like that, I would dress however the fuck I wanted.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. You guys would be lucky to find me clothed if I had a voice like that.
Did you see that other outfit he wore?
Yeah.
The big old fucking wannabe Missy Elliott's outfit. He had them big old hips. He had them birthing hips and that thing.
Dude, Missy Elliott's my shit.
I love Missy Elliott.
She's that
so underrated.
She's that bitch.
The goat.
Joseph T. Is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. I'll score chicken punching a bone chicks. I'll score chicken punching a bone speech. If you got a big thing, let me search it. Find how hard I gotta work it.
Oh, you even did the elephant noise. What if we reverse it and just said you really did saying something like, I am gay.
I'm fat. I have little nipples. I beat my children.
Oh, man.
You got a big... Let me search.
Please.
Joseph T. Judge. They don't call me Joseph, they call me Judge. Rutherford, a leader of the early Jehovah's Witness movement.
Of course. A
bunch of quacky motherfuckers. They stop knocking on your door when you start answering naked. He was determined to put an end to the Christian pyramidology exposed by his predecessor, Charles Taze Russell. Rutherford wrote a two-part article appearing in the November 15th and December 1st, 1928 editions of the Watchtower titled The Altar in Egypt, wherein he declared, "It is certain that the Pyramid of Giza was not built by Jehovah God, nor was it built at his command. It is more reasonable to conclude that the Great Pyramid of Giza, as well as the other pyramids thereabout, also the Sphinx, were built by the rulers of Egypt and under the direction of Satan the devil."
Hell yeah.
I fucking love the devil, dude. I am down with the devil.
His eggs are the best.
Love it. I love a good old devil egg.
Fuck.
You ever had a pickled egg?
Yeah, those are fucking God good too, man.
Damn, dude, I love pickled eggs.
Yes,
I will fart pure hellfire and brimstone after I eat a batch of devil or a batch of yeah.
Dude, I mean, what's so wrong with the devil?
Pickled eggs,
yeah, devil eggs,
devil's lettuce,
man.
Then Satan put his knowledge in dead stone, which may be called Satan's Bible, and not God's stone witness, in erecting. Erect.
Giggity.
The pyramid, of course, Satan would put in some truth because that is his method of practicing fraud and deceit. Satan is a willy foe. I hope if I ever get into combat with someone, they don't refer to me as a willy foe.
You are the enemy of a dick.
He's a big, porky, scary bastard. He's a willy foe.
He's a willy foe.
He resorts to all manners of schemes to draw men away from Jehovah and his service. One of the most subtle schemes Satan has yet adopted to accomplish that purpose has been and is the use of the Pyramid of Giza. There are those who rely upon the pyramid who claim to be of Christ and his followers. We now wonder why we ever believed in or devoted any time to the study of the Pyramid of Giza. Not only will we abandon such a study now, but we will ask God to forgive us for wasting the time that we put in on it and redeem the time by hurrying on to obey his commandments.
Oh, yeah. And so donate more money so they can get more jets.
What do you think, Rob?
Aliens.
You think so?
For sure. I'm sorry, but I don't think people back then were smart enough to get all that shit that...
Oh, you're smart enough. What if they were, man?
I don't know. God. Where did we go wrong?
I'd love to fight an Egyptian dude just to see if he's got any special sorcerer powers or anything.
Maybe they were just like super smart and then the magnets made us stupid.
They had 5G and that was the downfall of them too.
True.
We got 5G. It just makes us gayer.
Fuck it. Sign me up.
Maybe that's why it's called 5G, because it makes you five times gayer.
Explains so much.
5G came along when you and I first started making this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was attracted to men before.
I'm a lot more gay than I was 5 years ago. I mean, probably, yeah, five times gayer, probably.
Speaking of gay,
please don't release 6G. I can't afford to be another time gay.
My dick can barely handle 5G. You make 6G, I'm just going to live with a constant wet spot in my pants.
Right. Oh, jeez. Literally. Jeez. See what I did there? That's fucking stupid. Oh, jeez. All five of them.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, 5 G's.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey-o. I got that 5G dick.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither.
Give me cancer?
But I know it's good.
Hell yeah.
I got that 5G on me.
leave you with chemtrails in your undies.
That big old fat juicy 5G dick. A lot of people over the years have gotten a lot of joy out of you and I reading cryptid erotica.
Oh yeah.
Bigfoot erotica, mm-hmm. Mothman erotica, werewolf erotica. It's all on our jacket. Go back and look it up.
Good times.
We get a lot of listener stories that come across our news desk here in the Brohio Studios. Some of them, not very good. I'm not going to lie to you guys. And I just want you to know, if you've ever messaged us a reel on Instagram or Facebook, we've never watched a single one of those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we get about 40 to 50 reels a day sent to us. My wife just texted me and said, quit fucking moaning.
did we moan recently?
I don't know. You're going to be moaning after I read this story.
All right, I'm excited.
But we had a listener send us, this is from Dole. I'm sorry, this is from Finn. He probably didn't want us to use his real name. Sorry, Finn.
Oops.
He said, I love the show and all that the both of you do. I've been a big fan for about 2.5 months, and tonight was the first time I saw your live YouTube stream, and it really made me happy. Life hasn't been very easy, and to deal with that, I've written some erotic fan fiction about you two. For some reason, when I'm stressed, I go straight to writing erotica. Go figure. I wrote two other stories, but my wife said they are a little too violent and rapey.
Hey.
So I went for something sweet and intimate this time.
Okay.
I'm not sure if anyone has made fan fiction about you two yet.
Oh, man, I'm so glad.
But it is only a matter of time. Dolger, P.S., definitely want to make an erotic fan fiction about the hosts of Morbid Podcast just because they vehemently hate men.
That's more the reason to.
That's unfortunate for them. Okay. It was a dark, rainy night in Dayton when Nick and Rob were finished wrapping up their show. Thunder could be heard rumbling in the distance. Rob, why don't you tell him the good news? Everybody, I love you.
Oh, that's me.
Fades into background. Nick and Rob embraced each other in the most gentle, warming hug a brother could give another. That was a pretty great show you gave them, Rob said, like a shy little schoolgirl. Oh, stop it, Nick said as they held each other tight, gazing into one another's eyes. I think we both gave it our best, Rob blushed as he averted his gaze down to the right. And said nervously,
why am I so shy and bashful?
But what are you going to give me?
Mm-hmm. Where this is going.
Nick now holding Rob by the small of his back with one hand and the back of Rob's neck with his other hand.
The adamant gentleman.
Oh, don't you worry, my little baby boy. Papa Geppetto's got just the wood you're looking for.
Oh, shit. I'm going to start calling you Geppetto. Oh, God.
Careful. Fucking get so rocked up.
It's so stupid.
I didn't read all this because I didn't want to blow my load.
You didn't
want to
ruin it?
Yeah.
You didn't want to blow my load.
They embrace each other in a passionate kiss. Oh, my God. Nick biting Rob's bottom lip and moving down to kiss his cheek, then neck. Rob moans. He's been waiting all week for this. He makes it seem like we do this every week. Rob, getting busy with his hands, fumbles for the fly on Nick's gross dad shorts.
Damn.
And he can feel him. You're a big man, Papa, Rob said.
Sorry, Papa.
I bet your gut is full of piss and vinegar, he whispered into Nick's ear. I can't hold it together for this one.
I'm so fucking hard.
Nick moved his hand down towards Rob's cock, only to find it limp and clammy.
Oh, no, sorry. Why is it clammy? It's I'm not that sweaty. Why is it gonna be limp and wet?
I gotta fucking stop, dude.
Damn, dude. I can at least get a boner.
Rob looked away, embarrassed and ashamed. You're okay, little feller. I got just the thing for you.
That's clammy.
Reaching into his ass crack, Nick pulled out a single blue chew, lifting it up to Rob's mouth, circling his lips, and then gently placing it in the back of Rob's throat. Thank you, Daddy, Rob swallowed.
Oh,
Jeez.
Still slightly ashamed, even though they were both in the throes of middle-aged erectile dysfunction. The only difference was that Nick has been prepared and took his 30 minutes earlier.
Oh, God damn it.
Fuck. This is the best, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Since Rob's limp little dickie was in no condition to receive oral pleasure. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
He did his duty and got down on his knees before his brother. brother. Pulling Nick's dad shorts down, his cock flopped out about 4.5 inches long.
It flopped out.
It can't flop. It's 4.5, dude.
Shit.
It was wrinkly and semi-hard, a pale scrotum gray.
Dude, if it's soft, then it's 4.5, brother. That's fucking...
You're in there like swimwear.
Yeah, man.
Whew. Oh, man. Rob lightly grabbed Nick's cock mid-shaft and gazed at it in the way someone would look at something they didn't understand but wanted to. He lightly kissed the mushroom tip that was already juicing with pre-ejaculant. Rob continued with sweet, gentle pecks from the tip to shaft. Good job, Rob.
I can't get over scrotum gray.
That is gray sack.
Can I get that at this pant store?
What color are you thinking for your accent wall in your bathroom? I was hoping to get a scrotum gray. A
pale scrotum gray.
Oh, God,
I'm hurting.
I'm getting appendicitis, dude.
I'm fucking hurt. I'm fucking done, dude. I'm hurting. I haven't cried this much in forever.
Gentle pecks from the tip to the shaft to base until he got the Nick's big old fucking balls. Hangers, indeed. Rob opened his mouth to suck on one testicle while he stroked Nick.
Oh, God.
Rob felt him getting harder and longer with each stroke. Nick closed his eyes, tilted his head back, and took a deep breath and moaned while cradling Rob's head.
Oh, dude.
Before you know it, Rob was gargling the whole sack.
Jeez.
Trying to look Nick in the eyes for approval.
I'm a slut.
Nick then pulled his floppy ball sack out of Rob's mouth and lightly slapped Rob's face with an open palm. I slapped you in the face, dude.
Slapped the fucking balls out of my mouth.
What if your dick's still limp? If your dick is still limp, dude,
oh my God.
At this point, you're gay, man.
My fucking balls are clammy right now.
Nick's cock was now circling the rim of his mouth. Rob ever so gently sucked on the head, using his tongue to massage underneath the head. Fucking damn straight, son. That'll do, donkey. That'll do. Nick slowly started pushing Rob's head into his pelvis. Rob was only showing slight resistance, but he loved every bit of force applied by his brother. Nick's cock had finally met Rob's throat barrier, and both middle-aged family men worked in unison to get the dick down his throat. Nick applying more pressure from the back of Rob's head, while Rob was shaking his head side to side, trying to relax his throat. All the while, both men held each other's free hand while we were holding hands, lightly squeezing to show support and solidarity for one another.
Man, bros to the end. Oh, God.
Gagging and vomiting, Rob's tears ran down his whore face, smearing his makeup.
My fucking guy liner, dog. You done fucked me up.
He came dressed as fucking My Chemical Romance. Left with My Chemical cum in your fucking mouth.
Oh, shit.
But Nick now had his balls pressed up against Rob's chin. It was glorious. Nick bobbed Rob's head back and forth, letting his throat muscles open and close on the tip of his cock. Climax was inevitable. Nick approached climax, panic. One second.
You're ruining the mood.
Yeah, sorry. Nick approached climax, panic whether to tell his little buddy about the amount of nut. It was about to ensure, just let this one ride, but it was too late. Nick's toes curled and his ass muscles tightened, wishing he had something to jam up his ass. Someone put a lot of work into this.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, God.
The back and forth Bodding has turned into a full on skull fuck. Oh, okay. Rob's eyes were wide with a mixture of fear and wonder as the veins in his neck protruded quite grossly. As Nick nutted, he held Rob's head down on that dick. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I think you guys can get it from there. That was nasty. Bad, wasn't it?
Oh, dude, I can't.
Are you impressed by this person's writing, or?
Yeah, man.
Dolger. Well, pal, thanks for the thanks for the fan mail. Quite.
It's just that got so fucking awkward.
That is. That was like a struggle. It was a struggle bus in there towards the end. Wow, you know?
Man.
I hope those of you that stuck around this long, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm not gonna be able to stand up.
Yeah, we got to turn the live cam off before we can stand up.
I'm trying to fuck your makeup.
I'm sorry, man.
Mess your makeup up.
Oh God, it's okay.
Oh. Man.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Well, I can say for 100%.
Fucking neck is sore from laughing so hard.
That's the first time we've gotten fan fiction erotica about us. Kind of weird. I'll tell you one thing. I do appreciate your story.
Oh, God.
But I'll have no problems cuddling up with the wife tonight.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it was the intention to turn us all the way gay, but.
Yeah, there was no guess in there.
Still looking forward to.
Oh, shit.
My wife's cheeks tonight. All right. Until that's our pyramid episode.
What an ending.
You got pyramid schemes, too, where your wife tries to sell body wraps and shit. That's a completely different episode.
Body wraps. Do you remember that shit?
Beach body and shit. Maybe that's what happened to me. It wasn't the baby oil. You fall asleep with them wraps on your crotch.
Oh shit.
All right, guys. Until next time, tell them the good news, Rob. All right,
guys. I'm you guys are awful, but I love you. Thank you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.